listening to the Positive Professional Podcast with your host, me, Tracy Yvonne. This podcast is a weekly conversation about all things mental health, self-care, and wellness. And there'll be sprinkles of positivity, mindfulness, and guided meditations. Welcome back to Season 5, Episode 24. Today's topic is going to be how to be intentional about experiencing joy. Now in our fast-paced world, it's easy to let moments of joy slip by unnoticed. And today I'm going to explore how to capture these moments and create them intentionally and live a life that celebrates joy every day. To start this journey, let's take a moment to understand what joy truly is. Joy is more than just happiness. It's a profound sense of contentment and well-being. It's often described as a state of mind that comes from within, rather than being dependent on external circumstances. I am going to explain the nuances of joy and how it differs from happiness and how you can intentionally cultivate it in your life. So joy versus happiness. Happiness and joy are terms often used interchangeably, but they represent distinct emotional experiences. Happiness is usually a temporary emotional state, often linked to specific events or achievements. It's that feeling you get when you receive good news, achieve a goal, or even enjoy a fun activity. It tends to be more externally driven and fluctuates with life's ups and downs. Example of this could be, think of the happiness you feel maybe when you've gotten a new phone or received a compliment. It feels great in the moment, but it might fade over time as the novelty wears off or the compliments become less frequent. Joy is a deeper, more enduring state of being. It's not susceptible to the ups and downs of life because it's rooted in the inner sense of peace and contentment. Joy can coexist with other emotions even during difficult times. Joy often comes from meaningful experiences, relationships, and a sense of purpose. It's about appreciating life as it is, rather than waiting for it to align with our expectations or desires. An example of this could be the joy of watching a sunrise or spending time with loved ones can bring a profound sense of fulfillment, regardless of any external achievements or possessions. One of the most empowering aspects of joy is understanding that it is a choice. Unlike happiness, which often depends on circumstances, joy can be cultivated through internal practices and mindset shifts. So I'm going to share a couple of tips about cultivating joy. The first is gratitude practice. Regularly expressing gratitude can help shift our focus from what we lack to what we have. This practice enhances our ability to find joy in present moment. Mindfulness. By practicing mindfulness, we become more aware of the beauty and positivity around us, allowing us to experience joy more fully. Mindfulness helps us to savor the moment rather than rushing through life on autopilot. Building and nurturing relationships can also be a source of joy. Connecting deeply with others allows us to share in their joys and sorrows, creating a sense of belonging and support. Just also setting and working towards goals that align with our values and passions can bring a sense of fulfillment and joy. These goals give us a sense of purpose and direction in life. And there's a perspective shift, right? Choosing joy involves changing how we perceive challenges and setbacks. Instead of viewing them as obstacles, we can see them as opportunities for growth and learning. This shift in perspective allows us to maintain joy even in difficult times. An example of this could be, consider a person who loses their job. Happiness might be hard to find in a situation, but joy can still be present. By focusing on the opportunity to explore new career paths, learning from past experiences, and appreciating the support from friends and family, one can cultivate a sense of joy despite the challenges. Now, in the next segment, I'm going to share how to embrace joy in difficult times. Now, as we all know, life isn't always easy, and finding joy during challenging times can be difficult. However, it's in these moments that cultivating joy becomes even more crucial. And joy has the power to sustain us through adversity, providing strength, hope, and resilience. So here are some strategies to help you find and nurture joy even when life gets tough. One of the most powerful tools for finding joy in difficult times is reframing how we view our challenges. By changing our perspective, we can see obstacles as opportunities for growth and transformation. Every challenge presents a chance to learn something new about ourselves or our world. By focusing on what we can gain rather than what we might lose, we open up ourselves to finding joy in personal development and resilience. An example of this could be if you're facing a difficult situation at work, consider what skills you might develop or what lessons you can learn about handling conflict or stress. Practicing resilience. Reflect on past experiences when you overcame challenges. Recognize the strength and resilience you've built and draw upon those qualities to find joy in your ability to navigate current difficulties. An example of this could be think about a time you faced a major setback, but came out stronger on the other side. Let that memory remind you of your capacity to overcome adversity. Now, joy is often found in connection with others. During challenging times, reaching out for support can be a vital source of comfort and joy. And surround yourself with people who uplift and encourage you. Whether it's friends, family, or support groups. And having a community that can help lighten the emotional load and bring moments of shared joy. An example of this could be reach out to a trusted friend for a coffee chat or join a positive online community where you can share experiences and support each other. And don't hesitate to seek professional support if needed. Licensed mental health therapists can help provide valuable insights and tools for finding joy amidst adversity. Consider talking to a therapist about ways to manage stress and cultivate joy in your daily life. Now, it's also important to celebrate small wins, right? In difficult times, it's important to recognize this. And these moments of acknowledgement can bring joy and motivate us to keep moving forward. And it's also important to acknowledge progress. Keep track of small steps that you take towards overcoming challenges and celebrate each one. This can help maintain a positive outlook and reinforce your sense of accomplishment. An example of this could be, let's just say you're recovering from an illness. Celebrate each milestone in your recovery process. You should also be intentional about finding joy in simple pleasures. These moments can provide a sense of normalcy and comfort. And identify activities that bring you joy and make time for them, even if just a few minutes each day. This could be reading, listening to music, or taking a walk in nature. An example of this could be dedicating 15 minutes each day to do something you love. And humor can be a powerful antidote to stress and adversity. Find reasons to laugh, even during tough times. It could help lift your spirits and bring joy. And also seek out sources of humor, such as funny movies, jokes, or even comedians, and allow yourself to laugh and enjoy the lighter side of life. By embracing these strategies, we all can find joy in the midst of life challenges. So as I wrap up today's episode, remember that joy is not just an emotion to experience fleeting, but a way of life to embrace. By being intentional about joy, we can transform our lives and the lives of those around us. So here's your call to action. I challenge you to identify one joyful activity that you'll commit to this week. And share your social experience with me on my Instagram page. I'd love to hear how you're bringing more joy into your life. Thanks for listening and supporting this podcast. And make sure you're clicking the like and subscribe button. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Stay safe, be well, and don't forget to be the best version of you.